Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krops.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Great to be with you at the end of the week. It's Friday, and you know what that means. It means it's Freedom Friday. This is your day. Yes, it is your day. To do what? Well, call here and talk about whatever you want to talk about today, politically. This is your day. It doesn't have to be anything that I'm talking about. And you can do that by picking up the phone and calling 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Or you can send me an email to jeff@1220.am or jeff@kslm.news. Gary had sent an email earlier in the day, early this morning, rather, about a vote that's going to happen in Congress. And it ain't good, folks. Ain't good at all. What is that vote? Well, it is... Let me just bring this up for you so you have it. It's a budget vote. And your opportunity today is to call Lori Chavez de Reamer and Cliff Bentz and ask them to vote no on the spending bill. Because what does this bill do? Well, it's another short-term stopgap spending bill. Except it gives money for the new FBI headquarters, which is bigger than the Pentagon. You know, the FBI that's classifying parents who show up at school board meetings as domestic terrorists. You know, the FBI that was involved deeply in Russiagate. The FBI that's spying on us right now. It also funds WHO mandates, tourist abortions, transgender surgeries for the Department of Defense. It funds, continues to fund those 80,000 new IRS agents that are going to start making your life miserable. It funds more open border invasion money and everything else that Biden wanted. That's what they're going to vote on today. What they're going to do. The argument that's going to be made to them, well, if we don't do it, we shut the government down and that'll hurt me in my reelection. Yeah, it will. But it ain't from the people that aren't paying attention. And it ain't that the Democrats will use it against you. It's the people of Oregon, Lori, Cliff, your constituents, the people that voted for you, the base of people out there that realize we can't keep going where we're going. Because if we keep spending the money that we're spending today, we will not only have hyperinflation, but our economy will absolutely crash without question. .503-589-1220 is that Power Buick GMC talk line. There's other things going on out there. Like I'm watching the Statesman Journal now and they're showing this RV homeless camp in this shopping area off Lancaster. Well, there's a drone video. This is the Discern report in New York City. at a former airfield. This is the Floyd Bennett Field. It's a closed down airfield. The city has put up and has had up for a long time now a massive illegal alien tent city. New York City's got over 175,000 illegals in it that have come since, according to this article anyway, since Joe Biden became president. Now, we know that there are these things that are city leaders all across the country are finding ways to house these illegals. And one of the most important things they can do, now this is apart from the homeless issue, okay? One of the most important things they can do is to keep it out of sight. Both the homeless problem and the illegal aliens. Well, this is why elections matter. It's mattering and should matter to you who you elect to the Salem City Council. Because they are allowing this to happen. This massive, massive migrant camp, or not migrant camp, this homeless camp that is hidden away off of Delaney Road. People complain about it. There's pictures of it. Who you elect and what they believe about how to deal with this. Yeah, Art, you may be right. That vote may have happened overnight. By the way, Mike Johnson, he is a Christian man. We had a pastor at our church not long ago. He's been there a couple of times from Shreveport, Louisiana. He's a friend of Mike Johnson. Mike Johnson has been there to speak at his church, and it's a large church, several thousand people. He's been there numerous times. Yet he is acting no different, really, than Kevin McCarthy, folks. He promised there would be no more of these continuing resolutions. He promised that they would put in front of every member of Congress these spending bills 72 hours before they were going to vote on them. He's violated every one of those. Yesterday on War Room with Steve Bannon, which continues to be, in my personal opinion, the go-to show to watch or listen to. You will learn more about how Washington, D.C., and as Bannon calls it, the imperial capital, works. You will learn more about it, about how America's economy works, how our debt and our overspending is going to doom our future. You will learn more about that from his show than any other place you will ever go. At least for now, anyway. I certainly have. War Room. I'm going to continue to try to get it on this radio station as long as I can, because I think it is that valuable to you, which is why you should listen to it. Watch it. I watch it on Real America's Voice. You can watch it on your phone. I watch it on the internet. Now, there's other things going on. An election integrity activist in South Dakota said this in public testimony before a county board meeting. Quote, "I understand my life is at risk," unquote. Now, why would he say that? I'll tell you why. Because he did a demonstration in real time of the vulnerabilities of ESNS voting software. Many Oregon counties use ESNS voting software. This meeting happened on the 19th, which is 3 days ago. Okay. He used the same vulnerabilities that was shown in federal court of the Dominion voting system. These vulnerabilities were documented. There's a link to that story in the federal case of Curling versus Raffensperger trial that happened in January. He showed how very, and folks, this, how vulnerable these systems are. It's stunning. And he did it with a laptop, and he showed it in real time in front of the county. The passwords, the default administrator and the passwords for these systems, which, by the way, the software has not been updated, according to this guy, since 2019. All of these softwares and these passwords, folks, the default administrator, user, and passwords, they're publicly available on the internet. And in fact, the manual how to get around these things is on the dark web. He alleges that. He showed this. I mean, it's an extensive article, and you should read it. I'll have it on the show plan today. I think it's very important. This impacts Oregon. Also, there's another article here.
And I had so many things up here. Oh, here it is.
A Washington State Democrat operative describes exactly how they're going to cook the books on the 2024 election. It is a long and extensive article. And I share that with you, friends, because what we're about to see is a replay of 2020. It's just going to be done differently this time. But there will be something that will be an excuse for these systems that are not secure. Mail-in balloting. And that's what this article in Washington State is all about. And by the way, this article is wrong. Washington State was not the first to institute statewide mail-in balloting. That was Oregon. They have perfected the steel in Oregon. It's going to happen again unless we stop it. How do we stop it? Well, you read this other article about how unsecure our voting systems are. And this is where Mike Lindell, his fight all across the country, comes into play. Janice Deisinger, the election integrity chair. This is why this matters, because you have to take this information to your county board of administrators, your county clerk, and show them how vulnerable their systems are. This is why I endorsed Don Powers for national committee man. You know why? Because his focus is on this issue, and it should be. We will not win elections until we figure this out. And the way you figure it out is to junk the machines, is like Mike Lindell says. Back in a moment with Kathy and Art. It's Freedom Friday. What do you want to talk about? Back in a moment.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Stop the car. 22 minutes past the top of the hour. In a moment, we'll go to the phones. It's Freedom Friday. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. You can call today on Fridays to talk about whatever you want to talk about politically. 503-589-1220, or you can send me an email to jeff at 1220.am or jeff at kslm.news. Speaking of Mike Lindell and MyPillow, I just ordered a ton of stuff I added up the savings. I saved over $500 by buying stuff on sale at below normal prices. Like these designer towel sets, six-piece designer towel sets, $25. You got to be kidding me. All kinds of things, the sheets, all of it. I mean, I'm still moving into my new home, and it's just taking forever because I have to work, I have to farm, I have to work outside. It's rainy today, so I'll be inside getting things organized. All of this stuff is on its way, and I'm going to need it, like, right away. I saved in a massive amount of money, and I used the promo code PC23. That's unique to this radio show, Political Coffee 23. It's PC23. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code, and enjoy great American-made only products and support election integrity. MyPillow.com, PC23. To the phones. Start with Kathy. Good morning, Kathy.
Hi. Okay, I've just got a few quick things. First of all, I saw the testimony of that guy online on Twitter that was talking about the thumb drives and all that stuff. It's refreshing to hear somebody talk about stuff with clarity and receipts. Okay, there's that.
Yep.
And good. Before your show is over, can you give us the phone numbers to Dreamer and the other guy so we can call and tell them not to vote if they haven't already? The other thing was, can you tell me just exactly where this homeless camp is on Delaney? Because I've looked and I can't see anything.
Well, I do not know the answer to that, and I'm going to ask somebody else who lives in Salem who does know where it is to either email me, jeff@1220.am or jeff@kslm.news, or call and tell us exactly where it is. I've had numerous people tell me about it, Kathy, so it has to be there.
I haven't seen it, and I don't live that far from Delaney. So, okay. Anyway.
So, folks, any of you who know that, and I will give out the numbers for both Lori Chavez DeRemer and Cliff Benson, irrespective if they, in fact, voted on this thing over, if they did vote for this thing and they voted yes for it last night, you need to call them and tell them how disappointed you are that they funded all those things.
No, I'm more than disappointed.
Yeah. I mean, you need to tell them that you probably won't vote for them again, and you're going to work against them, especially if they have challengers in the primaries. Kathy, thank you. Got to go to Art, and then we got a new caller. So, new caller, hang on. I promise I'll get to you. Art, go.
Hey, Jeff. Yeah. There's so many things to say. There is no doubt about it. But we got to quit being reactive. We need to be proactive, okay? And we are not engaged like we should be engaged. I knew, okay, that the budget vote was coming up. Of course, I didn't have all of the information of what was in the bill, but we know that spending is out of control. There is no dang doubt about that. And what we need to do is we need to engage more, okay? We need to schedule a meeting with Lori Chavez Dreamer and discuss with her our concerns and dictate to her what the heck she should be doing. She works for us.
That's right.
And that's an absolute fact. And the only way, okay, we're going to start getting a hold of these problems is to be proactive, Jeff. And that's why I have started my new business. You may have heard about it. It's called A&G Advocacy. And we got to start thinking more proactive instead of reactive. Otherwise, we're going to continue to be run over by all government, not only federal,
on offense, state. Arthur, you're so right about that. I got to let you go because I've got a minute and a half left to talk to a new caller. New caller, good morning. Who are you and what's on your mind on Freedom Friday?
Hey, Jeff, this is about Bill. Used to call in while I lived in Montana, came back to Oregon. I got a quick question. Did they pass that forest thing where you can't log anymore?
They passed, yes. The HCP, which basically shuts down almost all logging in the Elliott, mostly the Tillamook State Forest. It damages 544 taxing districts. It shuts it down basically for the next 70 years. Yes, it did pass.
Okay, that explains what's going on in Montana right now. So my news feed has Montana feed still. They are closing down lumber yards, especially Roseburg in Missoula, due to this. People are losing their jobs in Montana, not just affecting Oregon, it's affecting other states also.
And they're doing it for the same reason?
Yep.
Bill, thank you. Great to have you back. Keep that. That's news to me. I appreciate you sharing that. Back in a moment at 6:30.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Stop the car. 23 minutes before the top. Great to have you with us today, friends. Hey, by the way, tomorrow we are broadcasting live from 10 to noon, the top and the bottom of the hour breaks, at this this Latino-oriented event. It's called, it's Union Hispana, Faith, Family, and Culture, the Grandmas and the Politicians. It's a panel discussion featuring local elected leaders. This is all, by the way, at the East Salem Community Center tomorrow. They want you there at 9:30 in the morning. It begins from 10 to 12. Jonathan Castro Monroy is the founder of this group. It's Union Hispana. And Danielle Bethel is going to be there, Marion County Commissioner. Colm Willis, Marion County Commissioner. Ed Deal, the real deal. Guy I've come to know and work with that I have greatest respect for. He serves part of the legislative district that I used to serve. Julia Hoy, as you know, a Salem City Councilor and running for mayor. Tracy Kramer, state representative in HD 22, which is the Hispanic district. And Kevin Mannix in HD 21. This all happens tomorrow. So come and join us. This is a great event. This is all about how we as conservatives, not just Republicans, but conservatives, interact with the Hispanic community that is largely conservative. It's Freedom Friday. You can call, you can talk about whatever you want to talk about. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line, or you can send me an email to jeff@1220.am or jeff@kslm.news, like the one I got from Eileen about the North Plains expansion. There was a special bill that was done in the Oregon legislature. North Plains is a small town 18 miles east of Portland, just 3,400 residents. They decided that, I mean, they have some of the lowest property taxes and costs of living and housing costs in the whole state. They want to grow. They want to broaden their tax base. So they decided to do a massive expansion, people who don't like it said, no, we want to put it to a vote. Well, the city council said, no, you can't. And they got the legislature, and Tina Kotek signed it into law yesterday, to sign into law House Bill 4026. It was bipartisan, by the way. And it specifically knocks out the vote that people were going to vote in North Plains on May 21st. And this is Democrats and Republicans doing this, folks. Well, the voter rights advocates, land use advocates, and some Washington County farmers sued the legislature and Tina Kotek Monday. And Wednesday, they asked a court to issue a temporary restraining order. Well, so far, it looks like that they are going, and I don't know, and Eileen, maybe if you're listening, I'm trying to see, I can't find it. So a Washington County judge did grant a temporary restraining order Thursday that allows the people to vote. Now this gets incredibly complicated. I don't want to get into it other than to say that I will put this on the show plan today so that you'll have an opportunity to see it. This is big because this relates to the sovereignty of people at the local level to determine their destinies versus a state law that knocks us out. Now, knocks out the will of the people and the vote of the people. This happens all the time. Heck, I did it when we were in control in the legislature on a number of things, like guns, for instance. Now, guns are maybe a little bit different because that's a Second Amendment right. You can argue that. Or First Amendment protections. The people should have the right at the local level to determine these things that are constitutionally vague is the only way to really say it. And that's part of the argument here. It's a fascinating thing. Eileen, thank you for sending that to me. I appreciate that. Hey, did you know that there's another way that they are making sure that illegal aliens don't get deported? How that is? The Department of Homeland Security doesn't turn in the deportation paperwork on time. And guess what happens? The cases get dismissed by judges. People get to stay. It's an Epoch Times article. It's very interesting. Also, the Oregon Republican Party passed a resolution. And this is very rare. Oregon Republican Party recently voted a resolution blocking any state party resources or financial support for who? For a currently serving Republican state representative, Charlie Conrad. And it also requests that Conrad be censored by the party house leadership. The issue is in relation to Charlie Conrad's indefensible vote, folks. Not once, but twice. For the bill that allowed 10-year-olds to get abortions without parental consent or knowledge. He voted for it. He was the only Republican to vote for it. It says in the resolution, and there's a reason I'm going here, folks. It says in the resolution, whereas Charlie Conrad voted yes on House Bill 2002B, which allows for any type of abortion in secret and without parental knowledge for children of any age. And the Oregon Republican Party was the third largest contributor to his campaign. And the ORP standing rules state no financial support shall be given to any candidate that votes in favor of any late term abortion laws. And it goes on and on and on. And it asked that the Republican House Caucus censure Representative Charlie Conrad immediately in revoking member privileges of the caucus, and that no financial support will be allowed for Representative Conrad ever again. Yeah. What's wrong with your brain as a Republican that you, what's wrong with your brain as any legislator with any ability to think rationally, with any critical thinking skills, to think that it's okay to destroy evidence in the form of an abortion of a 10-year-old girl having been illegally impregnated by a man? I don't care how old that man is. Doesn't matter. It's illegal to have sex with an underage minor. And a 10-year-old is an underage minor. What's wrong with your brain to think that's okay, Charlie Conrad? Yeah, you should be censured. You need to be defeated. Darren Harbick is running against him. This is indefensible. Kudos to the Oregon Republican Party for sending the right message. Now, by the way, have you seen, folks, have you seen this video of the southern border from yesterday being rushed, pushing back the National Guard by all these illegals? Stunning. Yeah. So with Cliff Bentz, Lori Chavez de Remer, quit voting to give more money to the Border Patrol to process illegal aliens into this country, into the state. Let's go to Josh. Josh, good morning, brother. What's on your show tomorrow?
Good morning, Jeff. Big thing that we're going to talk about tomorrow is what the Oregon Department of Agriculture sending cease and desist letters to all these small farmers in eastern Oregon, basically trying to seize up their farms and have them shut down their farms, and what that means for the future of farming and how the overreach of the Oregon Department of Agriculture. Now, as of last night, they withdrawed their cease and desist letters, but we're going to talk about and dive into a little bit more of what that means and how people could get prepared for that.
Why are they doing that?
Well, it's all part of a bigger plan. You know, as one of your guests had on earlier from Montana, talking about the timber industry. The timber industry is a very viable industry. They're trying to deindustrialize us to get us to conform and bend to their will. That's the ultimate goal.
Josh's show tomorrow, folks. You don't want to miss it. Non-Compliant America at 4 p.m. here. Okay, so then, Josh, go get them. Back in a moment with Gary and your calls. One more segment to go on Freedom Friday. What are you talking about?
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
10 minutes till the top of the hour. 503-589-1220 is the power of your GMC talk line. It's the end of the week. It's Freedom Friday. You're on Political Coffee. That means you can call and talk about whatever you want to talk about politically today. You can do that by calling 503-589-1220. Again, the Power of Buick GMC talk line, or sending me an email to jeff@1220.am or jeff@kslm.news. I'll read one in a moment from Doug as he ponders my comments or other things. That's your opportunity to interact. Or you can call, like Gary, who's on the line. Gary, good morning.
Hey, Jeff, go Ducks.
Go Beavs.
We're still still alive in March Madness, so fun times.
Yeah.
Called Dreamer and Bentz. It's mind-boggling how they have the most conservative people knocking the doors for them, getting them elected. And Bentz is probably the most surprising one because he's in a very conservative area, you know, probably a plus 20 Republican. They get him to knock the doors, get him put in Congress, and then they forget you as soon as they get there. I mean, they're going to pass this bill that leaves the border open. It increases the IRS agents, everything that we want them not to do, gives them the money to spy on us, builds a new FBI office, puts us $2 trillion more in debt, and they happily go along with it without even a whimper.
Yeah, I know. It's more than disappointing. It's infuriating. And again, the rationale is, well, if we don't do it, we get reelected. Well, your point about Cliff Bentz is clear. He can do just pretty much whatever he wants. And by the way, Cliff has never been a conservative, flaming conservative. He's conservative on some things. He was always in the Oregon legislature, in the House and the Senate. He was always a moderate. But Lori Chavez DeRemer has more of an argument to say, well, I can't vote that way because it would be used against me. And do you want me out of Congress and a Democrat instead? So these bills are going to be voted on today. They were released yesterday. There are six bills in this $1.2 trillion. It's 1,012 pages. I'll have the link to it. It's from a Hill story. It's government funding package, and it absolutely does all the things that Gary just said.
Thanks, Jeff. Third go, Ducks.
I have to say no. Thank you. I appreciate it. Doug writes an email. More Extinction Rebellion, please. Extinction Rebellion, please. The government is corrupt on every level, but don't worry. The government is going to investigate itself and tell you what really happened. George Orwell's 1984, just considering rebellion is a thought crime. Society has been poisoned from the top. Our 1984 society has become real because the people believe government lies, and the lies have become real. History shows society's cycle between tyranny, authoritarianism, and individual freedom every couple of 100 years. Sovereign individualism, representative governments always devolve into democratic mob rule. Despotism, keeping the peace has been replaced with keeping order. If men were angels, no laws are necessary. When they're corrupt, no law will work. Where does freedom come from? Extinction. Rebellion. Let's see here. What else do I have? Yes, I will give you the numbers. Oh, and Doug thinks I'm pandering to separatism, talking about, you know, conservatives showing up at a Hispanic event. Gee, Doug, wake up. These people are voting. What, you want them to vote Democrat? You want them to believe the lies of everything you just said, the government lies? Wake up, Doug. You're not being consistent, brother. Love you, but come on. So here are the numbers to Lori Chavez DeRemer's. Listen right now. Her Oregon City office, 503-387-8651. I'll say it again, 503-387-8651. Her Redmond office, 541-604-3141. 541-604-3141. Cliff Bentz, his Medford office is 541-776-4646. 776-4646. Hey, by the way, friends, our friends at Freedom Heating and Air stand head and shoulders above so many of their competitors out there in the world of HVAC. And it's not only that they have stuck with us all of these years, even with tremendous pressure to change our programming and so forth, especially during the COVID pandemic. Thank you, Freedom Heating and Air. And we should say thank you to them, not only because they stood with us
They continue to stand with us. And they do a great job for you, and they make your life better. It's a great reason for you to support them. Go to their website, freedomheatingandair.net. Look at all the great things they can do for you. And they can. freedomheatingandair.net, or just give them a call, 503-580-1456, 580-1456. Got a great text from my friend Fred. Said, I was once willing to give my life for what I believed this country stood for. Today, I would give my life to protect my family from what this country has become. Wow. Think about that. Pretty powerful. Rich, I got your email about Ava setting you straight on misunderstanding about the Republican committee man vote that happened over the weekend. Dwight, thanks for the InfoWars story about CIA's Operation Mockingbird, exposed by none less than Fox News, about how CIA agents embedded in the U.S. In the U.S. media to manipulate public. And of course, a state employee who should never be named sent me the Salem Reporter article about how Chris Hoy is pushing for more money for Salem. Got to have more money in his state of the city address. Sure, of course. Everything's understaffed. Again, it's all being set up, folks, for a reason that they would pass another increase in some form of taxation or fees to take money out of your pocket. Somebody who loves to take care of you and make your life better is my friend Eric Azer at Righteous Renovations. Check out his website, righteousrenovations.com. He's a guy that you can trust to come into your home and to do some things that you want done and not make your life miserable. Check it out, righteousrenovations.com. Call Eric at 503-341-3816, 341-3816. Thanks for being with us this week, folks. Deeply appreciate each and every one of you. See you tomorrow.